world, making them reload.
And Cosmic is not happy about the silence situation.
Indeed. I mean, this is the point here where Sprog of Skogs really should be getting on nodes. I mean, there's like 4 marines here by Power Core.
Finally level 1 weapons, 9 minutes.
Yeah, they've been low on res for most of this game now.
But they have a GLA now who can flush out the Gorge, possibly. Or the Lurk on top of the Hive.
Yeah. Looks like the Lurk's spawning from the vent, but I think with the GL we're going to see this Hive go down.
Tweedle going for the AA, possibly, to distract them at base. No, he's going straight for the Ob.
Yeah, Zama doing a good job pressuring those Marines there. Sheepy down. That was Tobogga's Lurk, died to GL.
Hive very low.
Yeah, that Hive's going to go down.
They really should GL take it again. Here. Yeah, definitely. Good job taking the Hive down. They did well.
Yeah, Sprogger are going to have to go for a base rush here or hitting reds very hard to recover.
Well, they are. They've just taken the Obs down at base.
Yeah, lots of Marines through the phase gate, though.
Oh, Zama doing well to get the Obs down.
Tom taking clearing up base there.
Very good.
Every Marine in the spawn queue. Gibbs in base as well.
And they have no Obs anywhere on the map, so this should be game over here.
Yeah, this does look like game over. Com hop. Com is out.
Oh.
Zama down! LMGs.
Oh, that's very unlucky.
Yeah, that was a good recovery by Flatlands Com there. Dropped a HMG next to the IP, jumped out to distract, and then the spawner picked up the HMG and took out the fade. Very good call.
Tweedle once again trips a mine on the phase gate. Not happy about it though.
Yeah, it looks like Sprogger's second fade green is up, so they should be able to fend these guys off not too badly. Although weapons one with two HMGs is going to be interesting.
Tweedle, I think, must have been the second RT fade, so I think he's either saving for Onos or just trying to drop another Hive. And Zama can fade again soon, so they should be able to keep the pressure up on the RTs, but now with
the RT
second Hive.
Yeah, we're about now. I think from now on it's going to be, they're going to have to play the res game. They're going to have to try and keep their own RTs up and recap and keep Flatlands RTs down so they can't tech to Protos and heavy armor. I mean, that's really where the game is going to lie at the moment. And from now on,
they're just going to concentrate on teching up and trying to, well, possibly a bit more pressure on Triad to get them down to one node again, but then they leave themselves very vulnerable at West Core, and then obviously the second Hive would go up, but with HMGs they should be able to pressure well.
Yeah, Flatline are in a very strong position here with a pretty much 2 Hive lockdown, 5 res towers, advanced armory, HMGs out. I think Sprogger are going to struggle to pull back from this.
I wouldn't put it past them though.
No, I think if we could see another Sprogger fade out, we could possibly see a comeback.
Tweedle on the phase gate of Westcore here. Mind trip maybe.
Green knife to 80 HP as fade.
That would have been lovely.
Yeah, phase gate of Westcore down. Power core even. Rebuilding it though.
Getting it back up though. Good use of hand nades there.
Looks like Sprogger are stacking
again,
up for the rush.
Recapping in two. Oh. So it certainly is a res game with one being taken down by one Skulk and at the same time two Marines building another. And
one
pressuring Triad to distract
them.
Two fades up. I wonder if Tweedle's just going to go in us and rush that West Core phase game.
Yeah, I think he might do.
Because Enigmatic can get the Hive up.
As long as they get that phase gate down, then they can pretty much win this. That's
a big base rush going on here.
Yeah,
Beacon
though. It's in base.
Oh, and a fade down again, Zama.
Yeah, that was a bad call. They probably shouldn't have base rushed then.
He knew he should have left earlier, but he got tempted by an easy kill.
If Sprogger can actually take down this phase gate in Power Core, this game is going to be pretty much over, I would have thought. I mean, Flatline here, we're at 13 minutes, and Flatline's still on armor and weapons one, and upgraded armory. So if they can take out that phase gate in Power Core, then they're going to have really no map control at all, because the fades are going to dominate their pressure teams. And the Lurk as well is going to be sporing them all the time.
Zama getting on that phase gate. trying to avoid the mines.
I think this game is going to be pretty much decided in the next 2 or 3 minutes. Either Flatline are going to get more res towers up and hold their res better and tech up to HA, or Swagger are going to take down that phase gate.
Well, Tweedle is onusing in Eclipse, so with two other fades and a lurk, it's either a base rush, or the more sensible option would just be to take out Westcore and let Enigmatic get the hive. Oh no, he's faded, sorry.
Yeah, Enigmatic, so, yeah, as well. Possible base rush. Phase gate.
Be interesting to see if the Onos distracts at Westcore on the phase hit base. It looks like they're all going to take out Westcore.
Yeah, it looks like they're going for the phase gate there, which is definitely not the riskiest option. It looks like Enigmatic here is going to pressure base actually as fade. That is good. Good call.
Zama really struggling to take out two Marines there. Sorry, Tweedle, but gets them in the end.
Is that phase gate down?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, this is.
And they're gonna have to wait 10 res to actually get the hive, and on only two res towers, it's gonna take about, well, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, this with Tweedle Zonos, they're gonna be taking down res towers fast as well. I mean, CC and power core and such. Sorry, power sub. They're gonna go down pretty fast. And Flatline as well, with only a HMG and one shotgun out. They're definitely going to struggle to counter these lifeforms with hardly any guns, really.
Tweedle could be in a bit of trouble here at power sub.
Yeah. No, he's seen them now. He's seen how many there is. He's backing off towards the hive. The two MCs in the vent also between power sub and CC are definitely helping out the Spogger team quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the
phase gate here up by power sub.
Seems
skipjack ticking green.
Oh, fade down. But it seems very interesting to get a phase gate in that position.
Yeah, that's definitely not somewhere I would have placed it. That's going to be spawned from everywhere.
Yeah, with two vents and about four entrances for the lurks, with permanent spore with those MCs.
Yeah.
Still hitting res well, though.
Yeah, I mean, they still haven't dropped the hive yet, so... who knows?
Motion tracking up so they can more effectively hold their res.
Yeah, still on arm 1, weapons 1 as well. Sprogger hitting res still.
I think Tweedle's gonna have a hard time doing a lot other than...
Yeah, really at this point in the game, they're actually focusing on trying to kill res towers. But it's gonna be very hard for them. All of their res towers are basically next to the phase gates.
Yeah, he should move to T-junction and South Loop while the Skulks really annoy them at Marine Star or Palace.
Yeah. I mean, and only also at this position, there's not really much you can do without Hive 2. Without Stomp, you really have to just play defensively. Green there, finding another random mine. Sheepy's doing a good job here, just keeping the Marine support. Flatline have got a lot of guns out here, two shotguns, two HMGs, and they've got jetpacks as well. Drop jetpacks now.
Purely to rape the Onos and take out those MCs under the vent.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they've given Morvi the jetpack and he's got a shotgun, so he's probably going to go for those MCs, which he is, one down.
So it looks like Zama's going to have to re-drop those MCs, because they're only going to have one.
Yep.
And a one MC Onos is absolutely appalling.
Second MC down.
Tweedle is going to be so slow.
It's going to be interesting to see this, because it was a good choice to tech jetpacks instead of heavy armor. Because where CC is such an open hive, if they try and drop it, the jetpacks are just going to dominate that area.
And it's a lot, obviously a lot quicker to move around, so they can save res. Which is what they really have to concentrate on now, is just holding that res tower so they can really take up. Because level 1 at 18 and a half minutes is it's not great.
to be fair, they do have prototech, they've got upgraded armor, they've got motion tracking, they're not doing too badly for their res, it's just the weapon upgrades that are lacking at the moment.
And it looks and like they're going to rush the trial RT.
Yeah, three jetpacks here.
Very good plan.
Really dominating their res here.
The Fades really can't do anything going into these jetpackers. Other than get one swipe and then med it and then weld, so. But Tweedle hitting the pass of Phase Gate.
Yeah, Sprogger down to one RT now, and flatline on six or seven. Looks like, yeah, seven rest times.
Ernest is about to be chased.
Weapons
the Fade covering well.
Finally, this is pretty much game, I think.
And now we're sheep being
AFK. Something really special to get back from this. Flatline rebuilding phase gate outside CC, which went down. In his same position as well. Not somewhere I'd put it, for sure. Obviously they have a reason though. Morvia missing three point blank shots on a Fade with shotgun and then dying. That was unlucky.
Seems like a very evenly matched game while Tweedle is up. If they lose the Onus, I think it is game over, but he can't really do a lot at the moment, but he's doing well to... Oh, he's down. Well chased by the jetpack.
Yeah. I don't think there's really much that Sparrow can do now. Pretty much forced back into the Hive by heavy weapons and jetpacks, two Fades and a Lurk, no res, no second Hive.
And you can see the jetpack is just hunting the Skulks, hitting the res, so...
Yeah,
doing very well to corner that skull.
Pretty much, well, lots of moons anyway. I mean, Sprogger have made a very good performance this match, they've done very well, but I think what really has hit them the most is not being able to make the kills they needed to under pressure. And that's what's really made them lose eventually. Oh, brilliant play by Morbi there. Very good shotgunning match. Shoot a Fade on the side, then once it was blinking over his head and on the way out as well.
Yeah, they did a very good job, flatline, to hold their res. I mean, very hard against a team like Sprogger who hit res so well to effectively hold the res and upgrade and stop them from getting a second hive up.
I think
that's where a lot of teams lose.
I mean, I think they got motion at like 7 minutes or something.
I think that's where a lot of teams lose against Sprogger is when they fail to get Sprogger's second hive down, and then when you've got metabolism and focus fades, it just makes it extremely difficult.
Yeah, I know.
Pressure in on the Fade.
Part of the reason why Sprogger is so hard on res is because Zama, more than anybody, knows how important it is to kill res nodes. I mean, when we played in Own together, we learned the hard way how much res is important. And a lot of that we learned when we played Leviticus so much, because Leviticus were very good at playing the res game. They were very good at holding their nodes and killing other people's. And it was something you really had to learn when you played against them in order to even hold your own, really.
Very well played by Flatline.
Yeah, like
they really deserve that.
Yeah, very good play there.
But Sprogger did a good job of holding on for 23 minutes. Good game, 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, they're effectively on two resonates for like the entire game then.
If this turns out to be a 1-1, do they just replay on Eclipse, or do they move on to onto a different map?
I would imagine they'd move on to a second map. I mean, replaying on the same map would just be boring as hell.
Yeah, but would would you not find it quite interesting if all the maps played was something like Tanith or Vale? Because when you play maps like Lost, it seems a bit unfair on the less experienced clans against the more experienced, because they really don't have the tactics.
To be fair though, I mean, so much of the time now you see clans playing practice games, and every single match they play is Vale and Tanith, and rarely Eclipse or Origin. Personally, I think that it's bad for the community for people to be playing the same maps all the time. I think it's good that other maps are played in the rotations of cups and leagues and such. I mean, yeah, it is kind of unfair on the teams that only practice Vale and Tanith, but at the end of the day, that's their fault. Good teams will play well on other maps as well.
Yeah. Metaphor replacing Zama for this round. How do you think this one will go? Sprogger's tactical bit?
I really couldn't say. There's so much you can do on this map as Marine. I mean, I would have expected Zama to be playing, actually. I'm quite surprised that he's sitting this round, but still. Could be something to his connection or such. I mean, also Tweedle has not been coming for very long at all, but he's done so well to bring Sprogger so far. I mean, I think Tweedle actually only really started coming with Sprogger, so kudos to him for improving so much so soon.
Yeah, he's had a good number of teammates to help him along.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Sprogger do some quite unusual strats before. I mean, I've seen like two pressure teams that start the game with an LMG and shotgun each and one Kappa. That's like not something I've seen before. I think they did that in the Division 1 finals, actually. Well, Division 2. But yeah, I mean, I've seen Tweedle do quite a few different things, so I wouldn't want to try and predict what he's going to do, because you really have no idea when Tom's coming.
Yeah, I played that final, but I cannot remember what they did. A bit of a blur.
Yeah, I think on the Vale half they had two pressure teams of two men with one LMG and one shotgun each, one pressuring each resnode, and both nodes went down pretty much fast.
All I can remember from that game is just Lump shouting constantly on vent, so it's quite hard to play.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I remember from any game ever played with Tom. Lump does sound to shout quite a lot, doesn't he?
That's just the way he is. That's how he motivates his team.
Yeah. Gotta agree with you there.
So, what do you think? Do you think it's gonna go flatline way? Or can Sprogger play well?
I really don't know.
In my opinion, I think it's their weaker team.
Yeah,
they,
I think
they do play a very good alien team, but.
Well, I think they're going to suffer without Gibbs's Marine name on it, because Gibbs is quite a good Marine. I mean, I know as well, it's not one of the maps that Sprogger practices a lot, so I think that's going to hurt them a bit. I mean, I really couldn't say though until we see them start playing, because recently Sprogger has been consistently beating Flatline fairly easily, well, not to say easily, but they've been beating them consistently, so it's going to be interesting to see how they play this round. If they ever start. Looks like we're just gonna have to wait here really until they start, and there's not much more we can say.
back.
Welcome back, Pete.
Do you know how many listeners are tuned in?
Oh, I don't know how many are there.
I was asking.
I'm sure it's on the page somewhere. I'll have a look in a second. Just shout at me if they go live or anything.
Should be a few thousand.
Probably, yeah. With us being so good, you know. At the moment, we have 15 listeners, and we've had a maximum of 18 listeners so far.
Wow! Big crowd!
Definitely going well, the shoutcast. Ooh, and we've started. So, yeah. So we're doing a 1-1 split here with 3 building base, probably going to drop a shotgun.
Metaphor doing well there to keep M down at station access.
Yeah,
going for early
good.
Phase gates, looks like. Looking at a pretty similar tactic to flatline, I believe. Trying to get a phase gate in key locations to just hold res.
But yep, there we go, green with a shotgun. Fresh team moving out from base.
But I'd like to predict that they won't take this node down. I think flatline are going to do very well in power sub. Very difficult area to take a node down.
That was a bad call by Morby, just jumping out into 3 marines there. And 2 skulks and a gorge on the node, so 2 skulks and a gorge here at this node though.
It's very tempting to do though, when you're beside a couple of marines. Very tempting to jump out, but you've got to restrain yourself and... Looks like they...
Yeah, Sprogger's doing well here, taking down the gorge and all of those skulks.
Metaphor doing very well there to jump out the way of high fish. And green covering with the shotgun. Lurk up. And looks like the MCs will be laid underneath so the lurk will be able to permanent spawn.
Yep. And that's the first node down, going to the second node.
They've got 4 marines here.
Yeah, very, very good teamwork here by Sprogger.
Cosmic doing well. Oh, very. That is excellent teamwork by Flatline. And a bit of med spam from Tweedle. Nah, didn't hold it.
Fresh team down though.
So it looks
Sprogger like there went for an early obs, but I didn't see the scans actually. I would have assumed that Tom would have been scanning for that fresh team. Could be looking at early motion tracking, maybe.
That seems to be a popular tactic on Eclipse to get early motion tracking.
Yeah, it's quite a compact map. There's lots of different ways to get to different areas, lots of vents, so motion tracking is quite a popular choice.
Skipjack doing well there. Do I read that correctly? He has 1 HP, or is my HLTV just, no, my HLTV's just broken. Permanently says 1 HP in by his name.
Hmm. Yeah, Skipjack doing well here, taking out the Kappa at Triad, and also coming back to spoil these other Kappas. Pretty much just doing what a Lurk should be doing at this point in the game. Taking out lone Kappas, spoiling groups of Marines.
Deciding not to, deciding not to to re-pressure South Loop, but cap, which is really what they need to do, because they didn't really cap. Well, a pathetic amount of
rest. They're fending off the Lurk.
Sculpt does a very good job of distracting there for the Lurk.
Yeah. Talon as well, doing a good job of hitting nodes.
Lurk doing a very good pressure job in Keyhole. Keep those Marines' armor down. And then Enigmatic doing well against Highfish to keep that node up. Be interesting
to see. Yeah,
Sporty
Hit looks like he's just going
to
be holding nodes. Phasegate going off the
Eclipse
now.
Yeah. Possible to Hive lockdown, but going for the direct approach inside the Hive instead of in a key location.
Yes, to be fair, in Eclipse even, it's quite hard to get a good Phasegate, it's not inside.
If you get it in West Core, you're just way too close to the Hive. Constant barrage of skulks against the Phasegate.
And if you look at where they've dropped their Phasegate and Keyhole here, that's quite a good location, also.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's close enough to the Hive to allow them to push it or siege it, but it's also right next to, like, two rest towers. Which is
going
to allow
them
to defend
themselves
better.
Very good job there. Waited for the Marines to use all their ammo on the skulks and then take them out. But they're doing a very good job of keeping res down. Very similar to the Sprogger game.
Yeah, Sprogger on four res towers here. Flatline though, recapping power stops, they're back to three res nodes. And also three MCs up. Phase game Keyhole going down.
But I have to say, with no arms lab at almost 5.5 minutes, I think Sprogger are really going to struggle to against these skulks with armor zero. And spores, and now a fade.
Yeah. I mean, four Marines here pushing back towards Keyhole, and Skulk killing Phase getting Eclipse. Arms Lab just dropped now, it's not built.
And
this
is
not looking good.
The Hive just dropped at maintenance.
Yep.
But I mean, when you've got LMGs level naught, you're just going to get all your armor down from the spores, and it's just two hits. And as you can see there, spores just doing their job.
Yeah, they're just getting annihilated here.
Twiddle's obviously not able to med spam on two RTs.
Yeah, two RTs, you just really can't afford to med spam at all.
So in all fairness, this looks like game over.
Yeah, this is pretty much
They can't recap with a fade roaming.
They can't shotgun rush the Hive with no res.
So maybe a shotgun rush was the best plan. What do you think, Mark?
I think at this point, probably, they have to take that Hive down, otherwise it's definitely game. But yeah, this really does look like game over at the moment. The only thing keeping them in the game at the moment is a Phasegate and Eclipse, otherwise they'd have been stuck in base, really, not be able to move out. And as soon as that Phasegate goes down, that's exactly what's going to happen. And they're still on armor zero, even.
Yeah, this is just delaying the inevitable, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Still level 0 at 7 minutes. Didn't really cap early enough.
Yeah, trying to recap Triad here, but that fade's coming over from luck. And a phase gate going down Eclipse. Good play by the Skulk, though. Ignoring the cap is going straight for the phase gate whilst they cap.
And takes him down when he tries to take him out. But I wonder if they hadn't gone for an early phase gate, they could have capped for very quickly, gone for a really capping game, gone for really fast A1 for armor 1 and weapons 1, and then pressured with the shotguns when the fade gets up because they'd have the res to do that, but it's obviously too late to do that. Second fade
There's a lot of things you could say they could have done this game, but at the end of the day, what they did try didn't work, and that was unlucky for them, really. I mean, the cappers, they just couldn't cap, really, with that luck on them all the time. And with a late armor 1, it just didn't really happen at all. I mean, the phase gate here in Eclipse is about to go down, and they're going to be stuck in base. I think after that, Tweedle's just going to sell. Not much point playing when they're stuck in base.
And you've got the Indians on 4 RTs, which is just... You know, Skipjack's going to own us when he dies or when he has the res. Two Hives up, so... yeah. Done while it lasted.
This is going to be a win for Flatline easily. It's just a matter of how long it takes. I'd be incredibly surprised if Sprogger managed to pull this back even enough to take down one hive.
Still choosing to hit res and not finish them off, which is interesting, but focus against level 0 marines as well. Finally deciding to pressure Eclipse fully. They really have no chance because look how thinly they're spread.
Yep. Focus fade on the phase gate as well. Only MT stopped. Left alive now. Yeah, it does look like it.
They put up a good fight, but the flatline outplayed them really.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Sprogger's early play was quite interesting. They sent one marine to station access to cap. They sent the other through keyhole to the long corridor there. And as soon as their pressure team moved through station access, that other marine joined up with them and went to the node with them. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, they did there was nothing wrong with their early game tactic. It's just the flatline skulks did very well around South Loop. I mean, it's one of the hardest nodes in NS to actually take down as a marine because there's just so many entry points.
Yeah. Very good game though, I mean, it's quite good to watch.
And I imagine really good to listen to.
Well, obviously, yeah. Apparently the finals are not going to be played until tomorrow night, I don't think. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow again. Could do some interviews, I guess. Should probably try and find someone.
Yeah, let's have a post-match interview with one of the Sprogger leaders.
I'm going to try and find Zama. Yeah, he's not showing us online on Steam France. He is on MSN, however, so yeah. Try and get Zama on.
Got one person on the ENSL IRC channel asking for the finals now, so campaign that and you never know.
No, I think that it's getting on a bit now. It's a bit late for the finals. You know, considering how many hours it takes to start a game in NS in the first place.
8 o'clock. You know, it's just so late. I can't believe it.
Should probably try and get someone from the flatline team to interview as well, if we can find anyone.
Well, you might want to wait 5 minutes, because you know, interviewing a great cyber athlete, you know, they're very out of breath after their game.
Yeah, indeed. Give them a while to catch their breath. We should really find someone to interview, and I can't find anybody really.
Bit of drama going on here, Mark. It looks like the Hopsu fan club cannot play tomorrow, as they do not have the players. So a possible forfeit going on here. Very exciting.
That would be a bad thing. I mean, a finals match. You don't forfeit a finals match, even if you have to reschedule it to another day or another week. You should play it. I mean, like a group stage match,
totally.
Fair enough, but a finals, that's just taking it a bit far.
It just goes against the spirit of the game, you know.
I totally agree. Looks like Zama is on vent now as well, so I'm just going to drag him in there. Oh, Hello, Zara.
Hello.
How are you feeling, dude?
Alright. I guess.
Oh, no, man. We're being criticised here on the ESL channel. Apparently our shoutcast didn't contain enough epic or criticals. Damn.
Without me, that always happens. Should have came in second round.
We were a bit light on the epic and criticals, in all fairness. We did have a stand-in, though, so it's understandable.
How come you didn't play the marine round?
Right.
Not very confident with my aim recently. Been comming a lot recently, because Tweedle's been AWOL with his dad.
His dad? I thought it was his mum.
No, it's his dad's birthday or something. So he wasn't here for a few days, so I've been comming, so...
How do you guys think your alien half went?
Ooh, pretty bad. Lack of.
I think skill wise it was alright, but like, as active as. However active you are, if you're not playing good teams, you're always just going to get a bit of a culture shock when you play someone that's decent.
Yeah, our organisation was pretty damn awful. Like, we didn't have very good like organisation when coming to rushes or nodes, so it was a bit hit and miss, really. Alright, lifeforms, so I think the lifeforms did pretty well. Sculpts did pretty well. Just got a bit, bit bad, really.
Yeah, you did really well there, killing res pretty much the entire game.
Don't think we hit it early enough.
Yeah, and I was on a frag mission, because I don't have enough frags for the movie, so...
So it's just going around, you know, killing a skulk.
Yeah.
Decided to haul on us and then just, you know, just like rush around as on us, get killed, lose the game for us pretty much.
Was that part of your original plan to save for an Onos, or was that just a on the spot decision?
I was going to drop chambers when the hive went up, but unfortunately we just got the maintenance phase gate down as we dropped CC. So that was a bit unlucky. Our base rush was also a bit unlucky with Zama. You know, really, we needed to end it there, really, and Zama...
Yeah, Zama died twice as Fade on base rushes that game.
Yeah, well, the second one was, like, me not watching my health. The first time, I knew I had 20 health left, but I thought, like, it's this or nothing. But the second time was just like, oh.
Yeah, to be fair, you were quite unlucky a few times.
Because all the Marines were dead, but the comm got out and distracted while he dropped an HMG by the IP, so... They did a very good job in defending the base, but we all thought it was over.
That was another organisation problem. We didn't have enough skulks in the area. And while that happened, not one person hit a phase gate, so it was a bit annoying. Like, it could have been the best base rush ever, but no, not at all.
Yeah, it was a pretty good play there, but as I said earlier, you know, you got quite unlucky with your fade death there. I mean, two fades as well, dying coming out of a base rush, and also green dying at the very, very end of a corridor. It was almost around a corner to a HMG.
It was a bit of a GG Ben moment, because he got blocked by a bit of a corridor, so good game, Ben.
Yeah, GG Ben!
You can just tell that Starchy's been waiting all game to try and say that, and she hasn't had any opportunities.
But yeah, overall... Grats to Flatline. I mean, like, considering I haven't played recently, I thought their Marine was very strong. Like, although they probably weren't very as good as they used to be skill-wise, I mean, I noticed that they weren't aiming like they used to.
Skipjack, like, carried them a bit, and that was a bit odd.
Yeah, Skipjack's been playing actively as well as Morvi and Cozzy, but Highfish and Fear haven't been. But even so, their team play and tactics was spot on. I mean, we're not very good at Eclipse anyway. Like, I don't think we've ever been really successful on Eclipse, but I thought we gave it a good shot, really.
Yeah, I noticed your opening Marine strat was actually quite interesting. It's very similar to one I used to use. Cough, cough. How do you think that went for you, Tom?
Bad,
it went fine. I was a bit of a mix-up with... I wanted Sheep to go Triad, and he accidentally went T-Junction afterwards, but, I mean, I don't think that made much of a difference. But, like... If you do that strat and you have 4 and sub, even if you kill the node and then they all die, you're playing catch-up afterwards, and that's never nice.
Yeah, I don't like sub. It's like, it's a bit awkward for skulks to come out of the vents and stuff, yet on the other hand, there's so many directions, so it's awkward for marines. I mean, I hate it as alien or marine, really. It's such a shit node. But, I don't know, we lost it, I guess, when, well, I was watching from HLTV, where the shotgun got taken down at the sloop rush. That was probably a bit unlucky, because that last skulk was only like one knife away from being dead by green, but shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, that opening strat, you definitely were struggling in the capping department after that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as easy map to play as something like Veil. I mean, with Veil, you have your pressure group, and you can completely split them up from your cappers, where you have your cappers on the opposite side of the map. I mean, like, it's quite easy to get a whole side of a map on Veil quickly, but on Eclipse, because of its layout, it's a bit more different.
Again, Skipjet did a really good job of just
excellent
cappers.
He killed the cappers. Probably better than Sheep did, actually, our game. Sheep got unlucky being ninja'd as well. That was down to bad parasites.
Yeah, what was going on with your obs at the start, Tweedle? I mean, I figured you would have been scanning for your pressure team there, but I didn't see any scans. Then I thought maybe early motion tracking, and then we didn't see motion tracking either. What was going on? No, I did scan.
I scanned sub and south loop. I scanned sub twice, actually, and then one in south loop. And then, yeah, so three scans.
Alright.
I have to say, going back to the your alien round, you did well, as you always do, in hitting res. But I feel you didn't pressure their phase gate builders enough, because they were easily able to get a phase gate between you and CC.
That was the problem. Our scouting and like organisation was awful. We didn't have skulks at the right places, and like they got a phase gate in main without any hassle. And the phase gate, like, in the other places was, well, you know, power core. That was just, like, we knew about getting it, but there was not enough skulks in the area to rush them. That was bad. I mean, you should always have tabs on the marines. But, like, recently we haven't been playing very good teams, so, like, it's just been, we've been beating teams just by pure skill. Like, skulk, kill marines, get the life forms up, kill them, blah, blah, blah. There's been no, like, organisation. That's what's annoying with NS at the moment. There's just not enough good teams to play.
Yeah, I've got to say, something I've noticed a lot recently is that most teams on their marine round have a much different build order in their structures than they used to. I mean, even before, when they were doing the same strategies with two cappers and a shotgun team, they used to drop the armory and an arms lab straight away and get armor one first. But I think ever since Irate started doing it with Big Banana, most teams have started dropping an obs first to scan for their pressure teams. What do you think about
it's
that,
like,
Tom?
I always generally drop arms labs apart from Eclipse, basically, and Lost. Just hate how gay they are.
Yeah, well, with that, Tweedle beforehand, actually, before the marine round, said, do you want obs or arms lab first? And it was, well, I think I called it in the end. I said obs, but that was because, like, I mean, in places like sloop and sub, like, they're really enclosed, they're really tight, and the skulks can come from anywhere. You need the scan for the pressure shotgun to know where they're coming from, and, like, it does help when you've got a shotgun like green. You just keep him scanned, and, like, generally he can kill the skulks. It would have helped if they dropped an Odin CC, but, yeah.
Yeah, you do know the Hive was CC.
Yes, exactly.
What?!
That's where we went wrong. We thought it was Maint the whole game, didn't we? Yeah.
Seriously?
No.
I was about to retract my comment earlier about you having improved as comm.
No, he has. I mean, recently, like, with the loss of Sherpa, well, yeah. We've got
Mike now, so.
Yeah, but Mike.
Hopefully, I'll learn a bit from him.
Still on break, but, like, basically, Tweedle's just there to learn. I mean, practice. I mean, he's not the best comp, but he's getting better. He keeps getting better, so it's all good. I mean, just keep playing, just, you know, keep improving.
Where has Lagagon. You on holiday or what?
He's at uni trying to set up internet connection.
Oh, he's back at uni, okay.
Yeah, he's trying to get a connection move sorted, but it's a bit hard at the moment. Apparently he's moved into a rented house or something, and he's just got to get like a connection or something for there, but he's having issues with it, so yeah. But he'd be a great
What does NVTL mean?
Sorry?
NVTL.
What does NVTL mean?
I have no idea.
Never value the loser. Yeah.
Oh, what in the shit, that kind of...
I don't know what it is. Yeah, but Lagger would help. He's a awesome shotgunner, so green Lagger combination's always deadly, but yeah.
Willa should be maxing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Willa not playing today.
Well, he's had mouse issues the last couple of days, so we haven't really been able to use him.
See, talking of Willa, this actually does raise a question. Who the fuck is Willa?
Wow.
Right, okay, get this. Actually, no, don't worry. We don't know.
I heard he was, he used to be in BM.
See, that's what I heard as well.
I heard he's actually Fanna, who learned Swedish, yeah.
Don't be silly, Fanna can't aim.
Exactly, what's going on there?
But no, Willis pretty much come out of nowhere.
He says he was in a clan
completely unknown
called...
to being a very good player.
You said he was in a clan called AES a while ago, a Swedish clan.
Yeah, and they're really old school.
But like, everyone thought he was Walters, but Walters did actually have internet problems, and I can't see any motive for him then fate nicking.
Yeah, the only clue anyone has of who this guy is that someone said somewhere that he used to play for BM. But Bakerman really only had two good Marines, and that was Walters and Webb. And it's not Walters,
no,
and I've heard from a reliable source that it wasn't Webb.
No.
Bakerman reliable source,
RN.
My god.
RN, he was a good Marine.
Oh, RN was good, but he wasn't on the same level as Walters and Webb, to be honest. I spoke to Genesis, actually, who knows Webb, like IRL, and apparently it's definitely not Webb either, so... We're still clueless as to who this guy actually is.
Get on the case, Detective Mark Edgecombe.
Indeed. I think on that note, we're going to have to end the shoutcast before I get shouted at anymore by Jerky. So yeah, the finals should be played tomorrow, which is going to be Flatline against some other team. Team Hopsy or something. Hopsy
what? There's no lower division bracket thingy?
No,
I don't know.
It looks like... Yeah, it looks like the match won't actually go ahead.
Oh yeah, Hopsy fan club said they don't have players for tomorrow, so we're going to have to keep you updated as to when the match is actually going to be, because it's not going to be tomorrow. So.
By which they mean they don't have Hopsy, so they can't play the Marine round. Okay.
Yeah, you can't really play the Hopsy fan club without Hopsy though, can you? Kind of defeats the point
I don't see why not. Playing his honour?
Look, guys, we
yeah, like those tribute bands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, on that note, we should probably finish. So keep an eye out on the ENSO website. We'll try and keep you up to date with when the finals can be played. Yes, epic critical. Just because we haven't had enough epics and criticals this one.
Epic critical!
I epicked your mum last night.
Yeah, so just keep an eye on the ENSO website. We'll try and put a news post up when the finals can be played.
Happy's a critical fave.
Critical? Oh, terrible. Okay, we're off the air now.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, let's go back to Venton.
Fucking bullshit that
let's
was.
Let's go play Pokemon online.
You got owned, niggas. Owned.
Yeah, we got a Rock Sword. Yeah.
Well, I think we need to, like, 3-1 Starchy again.
LOL!
Alright, I'm off, guys.
Alright.
Later, Starchy.